This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Washington State Democrat Maria Cantwell, herself a former tech executive, if anybody out there remembers Real Networks, she had maybe the sharpest questions for Zuckerberg.
Do you believe the European regulations should be applied here in the U.S.?
Zuckerberg said, yeah, basically.
I think it's certainly worth discussing whether we should have something similar in the U.S. But what I would like to say today is that we're going to go forward and implement that regardless of what the regulatory outcome is.
From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard takes up the rest of that story.
The General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, sounds like a remedy for insomnia. In fact, it's keeping European tech executives awake at night. Chris Green is a technology analyst with the Brightbee consulting firm. He says this is the toughest data protection measure yet, with a truly eye-watering increase in the penalties currently in place.
So you could see a fine in some cases jumping from 400,000 to about 300 million.
The new maximum fine, 4% of the offending company's global turnover. The measure is stringent in another way, says Green. It requires companies to secure a level of consent from their customers that's much higher than before.
You will have to specifically ask people, are you happy that from this point on we will be using your data for X, Y, and Z, including selling it or sharing it with third-party organizations who then in turn may sell on your data to additional third parties?
U.S. corporations could also be hit by the new law, even if they don't have a European subsidiary. Robert Bond, a leading London lawyer, says the measure is extraterritorial.
It applies to a business outside the EU if it is offering goods and services into the EU or monitoring citizens in the EU.
And for such American companies, he has a warning.
You can't hide in the US and assume because we are not in Europe, you can't come get us.
He predicts much closer collaboration between regulators on both sides of the Atlantic. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.